All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, February 27th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a five-game main slate, four-game NHL main slate as well. Later this evening, we have a number of sports already underway today. Those include League of Legends, Round two of the golf tournament, a 13 slate tennis match, or 13 matches of tennis. And then we have COD underway as well. So should be a fun day at DFS. Those of you who are new here, welcome. I'm Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS questions. Get your questions in one of three ways: first off, send an email to support@sabersim.com. Second, post a live YouTube chat. Third way, post in the office hours channel, Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and get access to the rest of the Sabersim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any of those days to get your questions answered. All right, with that said, let's get Sabersim Pulled up on the screen here. Kevin, doing things a little bit different today. Lemon Squeezy, I see your comment. We are trying something a bit different today. I apologize if there are a couple hiccups with it here. I don't know why it's echoing. But really quickly, let me see something. Sorry about that. Can you guys let me know if I am echoing now? I would really like to know if you guys still hear the echo, because I have an idea. Testing. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So I think I have a lead there. I'm probably going to finish the stream like this with no camera, just so there isn't an echo. But at least it'll sound better, even though you guys can't see me. So appreciate you guys hanging around while we work through some of these kinks. But we will figure it out. One quick set.
All right, well, since we are good here, why don't we jump into questions? So one other change that's going to go ahead and be a little bit different here is we are not going to have the questions up on the screen. The questions are just going to be in the chat. I'm going to read the questions and then we will answer them. So first question came in from I am Rice 54. Question says, custom projections and ownership used, or it says, how are custom projections and ownership used in simulations? Good question. So we're going to go one at a time here. So first we'll talk about the custom projections, okay? So, you know, you're going to upload custom projections or you're going to just make manual adjustments to projections as well, right? Those count as custom. So the custom projections get directly accounted for in the contest sim. So let's say you lower Nikola Jokic, say by 2 points, right? Okay, well, when we run your contest sims, right? And I'm just going to build some lineups. We'll talk about this while it's in the background here. So we're going to let these lineups run. So number one, the projections will get taken into account in lineup creation. We are going to account for your adjustments when we go to build your lineups. Then we are also going to take into account the adjustments that you've made a second time when we run the contest sim. And or it could be in SaberScore, because SaberScore is a contest sim as well. Now, what we're doing is, let's say Jokic scores 65 points. Well, you lowered him 2 points. So now he's going to score 63 points, okay? That would impact the evaluation of him where, hey, is he still good enough to be in the lineup that we want to build, right? So step one is he needs to clear the hurdle to of being viable for the lineup with the projection dip. That's step one. Step two is say he clears that, right? Let's say you get a sim and he scores 75. With your adjustment, he scores 73. Saber Sim says, hey, you know, he's still good enough to be in the lineup. So he gets into the lineup, right? Now, the second part of that would be running the contest sim. And it would be Saber Sim evaluating the lineups with him and saying, hey, are the lineups that have him positive ROI or not? And what would happen is, let's say if you used Saber Sim and Saber Sim's projections, that your lineup would have got 10th, right? But with your custom projections added on, well, because you lower Jokic 2 points and he's in this hypothetical 10th place lineup, well, maybe what happens is your lineup goes from 10th down to 12th, right? You drop a little bit in the standings, and that makes it so that lineup earns less money. Well, that would happen over the course of the 100,000 sims. Every single time we run the contest sim, we are adjusting for all of your custom projections, and then we are figuring out where the lineups actually fall in the standings in this in contest sim once all of your adjustments have been taken into account. Then at the end, we figure out, hey, what is the average ROI across all these sims where we took into account your projections? So custom projections get taken into account twice. They get taken into account in the lineup creation, and then they get taken into account, I'm going to call it the lineup analysis here. So that's custom projections. Now the second part is ownership, custom ownership. So ownership is a little trickier. Okay, I'm going to reset these projection values so we don't get confused. So now we're talking about this my own column here, okay? So in this one, let's say, you know, you upload some custom ownership, you know, guys up and down, red and green boxes, all that good stuff, right? Simply uploading the ownership does not have an impact on the contest sims, okay? Very important piece here. The reason for that is because the contest sims are running against whatever is chosen in this field lineup section, okay? So let's say you're playing the flagship, right? This $8. Okay, well, if I go and I open up this set of lineups to look at them, and I go over to the projection tab, so right now, my projected own source is set on flagship MNE, and I'm also looking at the flagship MME bucket, just so we're all on the same page here, okay? Notice these values are the same, right? They line up one for one. That's because the ownership projections are the exposures of the field lineups build. So when we see in this build, we'll go back to our build now. When we see, I'm going to make a big adjustment. Okay, so we go to, I'm just going to sort by ownership. Own. And I'm going to reset these. Okay, so when we see that Najee Marshall is 54% owned, what that means is, hey, in our flagship MME field lineups build, which is, we're looking at that
set of ownership,
he is 54.6% exposed. That is effectively what this means. When you change this, say I drop him 5%, it's not impacting that ownership build. It's the same. In order to account for your custom ownership, what you need to do, and I'm just going to change a couple players here, is you need to upload or adjust your custom ownership, click the gear icon, go down to generate field from ownership, okay? You're going to click this. When you do, you're going to get a build in this field lineup section. SaberSim is going to take into account all of your ownership adjustments and create you a new set of field lineups. Once this field, it'll be an option in this dropdown. Once this field lineups set is finished, then you would go to the contest tab. You would go to the field lineups column. Right now there's two options. There's Saber ownership sources, there's builds. There will be a third option called field lineups. And then you would go and you would select whatever you named it. By doing so, I'm just going to click the build here as an example. By doing so, you are changing the source that the sim is running against. Now the sim is going to run against whatever source is here. So if you're using custom ownership, make sure you're generating a field. Make sure you're changing the source in the contest tab. Those are the very important things you have to do in order to get your custom ownership to be accounted for. All right, very good first question to get us underway today. Second question is, what does the diversifier really do? I've noticed my Saber scores go up or down and lineups change, but what is the purpose of it when a couple guys have been locked in already, but yet removed from the newer lineups with a higher Saber score? At some point, shouldn't the diversifier stop without having to turn off? And does that affect late swaps when your lineups in your pool don't match the lineups you uploaded to DK? Okay, so let's talk about the portfolio diversifier here. So we're talking about the diversity option portfolio. So portfolio is newer, and I'm happy to answer as many questions about portfolio as you guys have. So portfolio is, you know, not as straightforward as uniques is, and I understand that. So uniques is very simple. Uniques one means that all of my lineups must have at least one player different from every other lineup. And I am sorting my lineups high to low, which is why this arrow is pointing down, high to low, by Saber score. I want the highest Saber score, then the second highest, then the third. If I want more players different between my lineups, I change uniques from one to, say, two, right? This would mean that every lineup in my 10 has at least two players that are different from one another. And then the builder is still prioritizing Saber score here. Very straightforward. What portfolio does different is it looks at how the lineups correlate to each other, and it figures out which lineups are best played together. It does this in a very intelligent way. So here, when I switch my diversity from uniques to portfolio, what happens is, well, notice these Saber scores are not in order anymore, right? I have a 217 to start, and then my second highest Saber score, which is 198, is now my fourth lineup. Well, what does that mean? What it means is that SaberSim has determined that this 157% Saber score lineup complements the 217% Saber score lineup better than the 198 Saber score, saying, hey, you should play these two together first. And then if you want to play a third lineup, you should add this third lineup. And then finally, you should add this fourth lineup. It's looking at how all these lineups effectively perform in the sim. It's trying to account for win equity while also minimizing downside. And then it's saying, hey, you know, play these two first, and then add this one, and then add this one, and then add this one,
And then it's building out this set of lineups that effectively plays better together. So that is what Portfolio is trying to do here. It is still using SaberScore as its source of truth, or if you're on Ultimate, it's using ROI. So it understands this column is valuable, which is why all of these values are high or positive, but it's not solely trying to just give you the highest ones. And I think that part can be rather tricky to understand. So I understand if there are questions about it. All right. Next question. Is late swap taking into account the live ownership and stats of the slate? Also, say if I skip the first set of games that lock. When the Sims are building my lineups, is it taking into account the live ownership stats of the slate of games I skipped? Okay, so the answer is, well, first off, it depends on the sport you're playing, okay? So we do not have live ownership and live, as you call it, stats, I would say like live data for every sport. We have live ownership and live data for NBA. We have it for, I'm just going to go over late swap sports. For MLB, we have it for NFL. We do not have it for NHL. We do not have it for college football. I actually don't know if you can late swap UFL. I'm not 100% sure. I would imagine you could probably late swap UFL. But if you can late swap UFL, we do not have live ownership and live sims for that either. So just some of the more major sports. Now, SaberSim is going to take into account the live data automatically for sports that it can, because if you go to the field lineups, the contest tab, you go to the field lineups column, you click this gear icon, these toggles are on automatically. Use live fields, use live sims. So when there is a flagship MME live source, we're going to override the pre-slate one and use the live one. And then when there are live projections, we are going to use them. The live projections only get used in the contest sim because they are for games that have locked. So the idea there is these players, you know, let's say this slate starts tonight, right? Okay, well, once this Cleveland-Detroit game starts, we're going to start to live sim the game. We're going to start tracking the scores. We're going to understand who's doing good, who's doing bad. We're going to be updating the projections, right? In that case, the live data doesn't impact late swap, because late swap is only looking at games that haven't started. What late swap does is it locks in any players whose game time is before the time you're late swapping. So, hey, it is 4:45. Okay, look, both these games have started. You know, these players get locked in place. In late swap, SaberSim doesn't sim all the games. It only sims the games that haven't started. And then it looks at your lineup. I'm just going to pull this up. So take, of course, this lineup doesn't have players. I want like a lineup with a couple Cleveland, Detroit. Okay, so this one might work. All right, so this lineup has two Detroit players, right? No Cleveland, but that's okay. When we go to late swap this lineup, what we do is we say, hey, this player's game has started. This position is locked. We deduct this much salary from your salary available. And then we do the same for the other player too, right? So this lineup would have only six spots available. And then it would have 50,000 minus 16,200 salary, right?
So, when, and I'm just going to do the math real quick. 50, 123 minus 16, 200. So when we go to late swap this lineup, first thing we do is we only grab sims from the games that haven't started. So we sim these four. And then we say, hey, based on the results of this sim, this lineup has six positions available. These are the positions. It has this much salary remaining. Based on how those sims ran, what is the best way to fill out the rest of this lineup? Okay? At this point, live projections have still not come into play. That's the part I want to get across. Okay? Lineup creation, live sims aren't being used. It isn't until the lineup is built and then the lineup goes into the late swap pool and then the contest sims are run that the live sims get used. Because now in the contest sim, we are evaluating the whole lineup. We are looking at the entire lineup again. What we're doing different is we're saying, hey, for the games that have started, how are those players doing? And then that is going to impact where these lineups are at in the standings, right? If we see, hey, Kate Cunningham is having a really strong game, he was projected for 50 points, but it is halftime, and he already has 35, well, we're going to update his projection, and we're going to know exactly how owned he is, and we're going to understand, hey, lineups with him have a better chance of scoring high because he is likely to surpass his average projection and hit one of his higher percentile outcomes. That is where the live projection comes into play, is in the contest sim. And even if you didn't play those players, right, you're saying, what if you miss a game and you skip them? We're evaluating the whole contest that you're in, right? So just because you didn't play Cade doesn't mean other people didn't. If he's having a poor game and he's rostered high, well, that would help you because you have none of him. But if he is having a good game and you don't have any of him, then that's going to hurt you because his live projection is probably going to be higher than his average was, and you have no exposure to that player. So regardless of, even in any situation, you know, you didn't even have to skip the game. Like, if you didn't play a player and they're not in your pool, well, we're still evaluating them because we need to evaluate the entire contest. So that is how the live sims and live data are working. So let me know if you have any questions about that. All right. Looking around here, I think we are all caught up with questions in the YouTube chat and Discord here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We do have a quick turnaround with the show. We will be back here at 12:30 p.m. Eastern for our Saturday show. So until then, everybody, take care.